Bright Lights, Dark Shadows, The Real Story of ABBA, written by Carl Magnus Palm and read by Adrian Mulroney. The story of ABBA is the story of how four musicians from a remote country in Northern Europe and their industrious, headstrong manager took on the world and won. It is a personal story and a public story, with all the sweeping torrents of a great Nordic saga, encompassing triumph and tragedy, poverty and wealth, and romance and heartbreak, all accompanied by a soundtrack of brilliant pop music that is loved across the globe. Of the two instrumentalists in ABBA, one was a self-taught musician with a streak of determination that carried him and the group all the way. The other, a gifted songwriter whose talent was inherited from his grandfather. Of the two singers, one was a reluctant sex symbol for whom fame became a poisoned chalice. The other, an orphan who carried on reinventing herself until she became, quite literally, a princess. His diligence in making them what they were, equally literally, had fatal consequences for their manager. At the very highest levels of pop, the Beatles are generally credited with having sold the most records worldwide, with Elvis Presley at number two. Thanks to an ongoing revival that shows no signs of diminishing, ABBA remains as one of the few contenders to third place. Two decades after they last performed together, they have one of the strongest back catalogues in the history of popular music. As a group, they were active between 1972 and 1982 and broke sales records during that period. The compilation CD, ABBA Gold, released in 1992, has become their biggest-selling album ever, with worldwide sales of over 20 million. In 1999 alone, 6.5 million ABBA albums were sold worldwide. Their total sales are now said to exceed 300 million. ABBA remain huge in virtually every corner of the world, not least in countries where most other Western rock and pop music has failed to penetrate. In the United States, which was considered ABBA's weakest territory during their active days, they are today more popular than ever before, with the ABBA Gold album having now sold far more than any of their previous albums. In Australia, their popularity matches even that of the Beatles. In the UK and elsewhere, the current ABBA musical Mamma Mia is sold out months in advance. Time has proven that ABBA's popularity is not dependent on fluke revivals, but is constant at any given time. They are a consistently strong presence in the world's gay communities. In the ongoing and almost certainly permanent absence of the real thing, ABBA tribute bands are multiplying across the globe. New generations are constantly discovering ABBA's music, and almost all of today's European hit factories cite ABBA as their main inspiration. In today's parlance, ABBA are, indeed, mega.